All right, let's go to the phone lines where we've got Tiffany Steiner, Jackie Jenkin, co-founders of the Bakken Barbecue with us. We're going to kind of do a year-end review and then an outlook for next year. And by the way, we should actually let your companies have a plug. I mean, they give you time to go and be a part of the Bakken Barbecue and spend and raise all this money. So we should let your companies get a plug. Tiffany, how are you doing?
Good, good.
Jackie, how about you?
Good.
Okay, now give your Tiffany, where do you work?
I work at Steffes. It's a manufacturing company on the north side of Dickinson.
Okay, and how about you, Jackie?
I work at Ion Field Services. It's an industrial electric company that is located in Dickinson. We primarily do work in the Bakken, but we also outsource to outside of the Bakken and work in 13 other states.
Look at that. Okay. So I just want, it felt like, you know, that was probably the first time I think we've done that in 10 years, actually, because every time we're always talking about the barbecue, because there's always so much exciting stuff happening. And so let's do a little bit of a recap and find out what happened in the last year, because it was the 9th annual, and it was, I think, around $70,000 to Make-A-Wish, if my memory serves me. I left my notes at home, so... let's do a little bit of a recap with the Make-A-Wish donation. Start there.
So our 9th annual Bakken Barbecue was pretty exciting. We had our highest attendance since we started the Bakken Barbecue in 2013. We had over 3,500 people attend. We also had the highest number of cookers. We had 36 companies that were cooking. We were able to donate $87,000 total. This year we donated $70,000 to Make-A-Wish. And since then we've donated some money to the Women Empowering Women. They do an elderly women food drive around Christmas. And we are still working out the rest of the money on where it will go this year. But we're pretty excited to be able to give back to more people in our community. And, you know, that way we can help our actual neighbors.
That's pretty neat. $87,000 raised, $70,000 to Make-A-Wish, $17,000 to local Bakken charities, Women Empowering Women. And then you mentioned children too?
Yes, we were able to donate to a local family this year. He needed some medical work, and that was not covered by Make-A-Wish. So we were able to come in and help this family out. And so something that we were able to help them last year for Christmas, and then this. So it was just really neat to be able to help keep helping this family. They're such great people, and that's exactly why we do the Bakken Barbecue.
Wow, what a great thing to be a part of. What a godsend that is. Jackie, how about over the last year, what stood out to you? Maybe something that you had to oversee, or any of the numbers, or what stood out to you in the last year?
I think the last year, what really stood out is the people in our community. You know, we had a lot of attendees this year, and we always try to count how many people that come in. And I know that there's people that come in that volunteer. It just amazes me that Dickinson's community, the Bakken's community, North Dakota's community is so receptive of our event, and they all spend so much time to give back, and it just means so much. And these companies that come back and cook year after year and donate their time, it's such a cool feeling that they're here and they're present and they want to donate and they want to be part of it. And even you, Jason, to come all the way from Fargo to support our event, you know, that's a really big for us. We wouldn't have this event if it wasn't for people like you.
Let's talk about the 10th annual that's coming up next year. It's, you know, it's hard to keep bringing out the same energy and the same passion year after year. So it's nice when you get to year 10, because it almost like it gives you a little bit of a booster shot, you know, with the marketing and even with the energy involved. And I know we're even talking about bringing some teams up from Texas this year just to make it even bigger and better and bolder and whatever the heck. And if we can get any other bravado, whatever we can get in there. What are some things that you guys are already marketing or talking about that you can let people know about with the 10th annual Bakken Barbecue happening in June?
I think so. Every year, Jackie and I and our committee, we sit down and think of what can be our theme this year. You know, last year we did first responders, which was awesome, you know, especially because of everything going on. And then this year we were just, you know, we're turning 10. What could be our theme? And we decided we're going to have a decade party. Why not celebrate turning 10 by having a decade party? And we're telling everyone it's going to be the party of the decade.
And what does that mean, decade party?
Well, we're going to do all the different eras. So anything from the 40s and 50s to the disco to, what else am I thinking, Jackie? Just the retro, anything kind of like that. So
it's kind of hard to define. It's hard to define the 80s. It is. It's so.
It's a little hard to define all of it.
Well, I mean, it's so eclectic. I mean, you got, you know, a keyboard neckties and guys wearing one glove and parachute pants. Oh, I miss parachute pants. Those are so fun.
Well, you can wear them to the Bakken barbecue, Jason.
I can't. Well, I still have a pair. No, I wish I had a pair. I can't lie like that because I would absolutely love to have parachute pants still. But I can like dress like 80s or dress like 90s. Basically, dress distinctly from a decade so somebody knows what decade you're coming from. Is that kind of the idea?
Yep. Yeah. If you want to wear a poodle skirt, you sure can.
Okay. Look at that. Wear a poodle skirt. Boy, that would make me from, what, the 90s? No, I'm just kidding. Oh, no, that's the gay 90s down in the cities. My apologies. That's a nightclub. That's actually kind of fun. Grease Lightning, and there'll be, I imagine, grunge. There'll be, like I mentioned, the one glove and all kinds of different things. So we're expecting, you know, more people are going to be back cooking this year. Are there going to be any changes to the venue at this point that we know about?
Not as of right now. Tiffany and I kind of did most of our committee did most of our changes last year. We're still going to go with the West River Ice Rink parking lot. It just provides nice indoor place if we need it due to weather. But we're going to stick with our venue, and we're just kind of tweaking out some details with a surveying company in Dickinson to have a map, a really nice map that was readable for everybody.
Well, and that's the one thing that's nice about the West River Ice Center too, is that one year when their weather did happen, the party was brought inside, the cornhole games came out, the appetizer plates came out, and it just turned into a big Gatsby party at the West River Center, Dickinson style, Bakken barbecue style, really. That was a fun year.
It was a fun year. The weather definitely changed our event, but it was really cool to see all the companies and the public stick around. And we had a blast inside that rec center.
You know, last year you mentioned, you know, you guys added some new things. You stretched out the parking lot, and thank goodness, because record number of people came. You added the light show, which I thought just elevated that event to the big time, because all the social media pics made it look like it was, you know, an AC/DC concert, or, you know, it made it look like it was big time. It really did. So that's awesome that a lot of this stuff is staying. You know, it's fun too. A lot of people don't realize, you know, just the difference between the silent auction and the live auction. There's a lot of thought and time and actual, oops, let's not do that. Yes, let's do that again. That goes into this. And did the live auction, is that still going to happen again? Is that still on the table? Because that's a fun time. I like that.
It is. We are still doing the live auction. And like you said, we've lived and learned over the last 10 years what works and what doesn't work. We are still going to have live auction. I think it's really cool to interact with the crowd. And it's pretty amazing to see how many times things get donated back. And the amount of money we make off the live auction is truly incredible. So this year we are going to do live auction. If companies would like to donate something, we're going to do a select number of events or select number of items. So if they are interested, they can reach out to us and we can work together on getting something for that.
Excellent. And that's one of the reasons I brought it up, so we could solicit if anybody has any really cool auction items. I know that the boar hunt down in Texas is always a big popular one. Go down and hunt some wild boar down in Texas, I gotta find somebody down in Florida to do one of those snake ones where you can go and hunt boa constrictors. Man, I bet that'd get quite a bit. Yeah, they open up a month for like snake Super Bowl there, where because there's such a problem. There's such a problem down there with the there's no predator anymore to these snakes.
I don't think I'll be buying that one.
Stay away from that. Well, at this point, you know, we're talking at the end of December, you know, beginning of January here. What should people that are either thinking about the Bakken barbecue know, or people that are, you know, going to come because they've come every year, where should people be right now in the planning process?
I would say we just sent out kind of a soft opening for the 10th annual Bakken barbecue to the cookers. We wanted to give them a chance to sign up in 2021 if they wanted, or 2022. But basically we'll be sending out the official invite here in January. So if your company is interested in sponsoring or cooking, I would definitely send us an email and we can get you on the list. The next step that we're doing other than registration is we'll have our raffle tickets printed. And this year we're pretty excited. We're actually picking two really good prizes, which have been on all the other raffle tickets, but we're mainly focusing on those. We're doing the Razor Ranger of your choice and then a gun. So we're going to get those printed here come end of January, and we'll start getting posters and everything out to all the local businesses and help start selling those. Because what people don't understand is the raffle is actually a huge part of our money making. So if we can sell those, that's more money we can give back to Make-A-Wish and other local families in Dickinson.
Anything that we missed? Anything that we want to add as we kind of wrap up here?
Jackie, do you want to talk about Jocelyn and Lainey?
Sure. So this last 2 years, Tiffany was actually involved directly in Jocelyn's wish. And Jocelyn's wish was to be a princess for the day. And so Make-A-Wish found two princesses, Tiffany and another affiliate that has done some princess stuff in her background. And they took Jocelyn and she got all dressed up like a princess. And she got in a carriage and had a parade. And she went to the Rick House in Dickinson. And she had the opportunity to have a tea party with her friends and her family. And then once that was done, she went down to Regent to, I forget what the place is called. It's like a castle.
Enchanted Castle.
Yes, there you go. And she got to have a dance with all her friends and family as well after driving down in a big bus down there. And she just got to be treated like a princess. And it was such an emotional thing because this girl is fantastic. Her family's great. We met with them several times. And she's also she's related to several of our committee members. So it was kind of cool that we had the opportunity to grant her wish, that Tiffany was really involved and she got to go spend the whole day with her. And it was just something that an experience of a lifetime, essentially. And I just feel so grateful that we get to sponsor wishes like these. We get to make, you know, little girls' dreams come true to be a princess or whatever the case may be. So it was such a great wish. And then this year, we just sponsored a wish for Lainey's Playhouse. And I didn't realize this until I saw the pictures, Tiffany, but Lainey is Chance's little sister.
Yes.
And I don't know why I didn't know that. Chance was our first wish child that we met with when we decided to go Make-A-Wish. It was kind of cool because he told us about his wish. He came to our office and accepted our first check for Make-A-Wish. And so her wish was to have a playhouse. So Kelly Braun, who is actively involved in Make-A-Wish, told us kind of what the overview was going to be. And they were they had a lot of donations to get this playhouse together. And essentially they had donations from electrical people, from people with other construction background. And they built her this beautiful little playhouse, or she shed, I guess, kind of. And it's amazing. And I didn't have the opportunity to be a part of it when they presented it to her because she was in Missouri, I believe. But so the date kept getting pushed back. But it was such a cool thing that we get to see this and we get to see what Make-A-Wish does for these children. And it's awesome. And not only what Make-A-Wish does for us, but like even us giving back to the family Tiffany had mentioned, or the Women Empowering Women group. So it's just so much fun, and it feels so good to be able to give back and help others in need, because not everybody's always able to ask for help or receive help, and it's nice to know that what we do makes a difference in our community.
We appreciate all the work that you've done for the last 9 years. Look forward to the 10th year. $500,000 raised out there. It's amazing. Just an idea turned into reality. And here we are 10 years later and we might crack $100,000 this year. I mean, it might be one of those years.
I really hope you do. I hope we do, I should say. We're working really hard, and we meet every month, our whole committee. I think we have 15 or 16 committee members, and we're such a tight-knit group, and we have a lot of fun. But when the work needs to be done, everyone buckles down, and we, you know, get it done. And I think this year is going to be a pretty amazing year. We have a couple of tricks up our sleeves, some surprises that we can't reveal until maybe closer to the event or at the event. But we got to celebrate turning 10. That's a big number for us, hitting double digits.
Well, and what is it? I don't think we've actually said the date one time yet in this interview.
It's Friday, June 17th in 2022.
Friday, June 17th, 2022, 4 to 10 p.m. And it's at the West River Ice Center, Dickinson, North Dakota. And rain or shine, it's going to happen, because if it rains, it's going inside. I mean, that type of thing.
Yep.
So, and I'm very excited for this. And website is what again? Is it the Facebook one, or is it the other one going to be up and running?
We are almost at the finishing process of that website. But so for now, just go to the Bauckham Barbecue Facebook. And once that website is live, we will post it on Facebook and you guys can check it out.
Oh, we'll have you back and we'll do a special interview and let people know. Because right now, in the media, we call this efforting. We're efforting the website right now. That means we're doing it. So, okay. Well, awesome. Well, thank you, and happy holidays to the two of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.